I'm going to demo NVDA, which stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access. And I think the last time they did a survey of, you know, most popular screen readers, JAWS was first, NVDA was second, and it was moving up quickly. I think right now they're sort of doing, I think it's WebAIM or something like that, doing a survey, and it would not surprise me if NVDA was now number one. NVDA, I think, has grown in its use for at least a couple of reasons over the last, you know, five or some odd years. Reason number one is the obvious one, it's free. But reason number two is it's gotten better and better. It really is a much better product than it was 4 or 5 years ago. If, you know, you're reasonably proficient as a JAWS user, one of the nice things about NVDA is the learning curve is really not very steep at all. I think, you know, if you devote like a half a day to it, you know, you can pretty much get reasonably up to speed pretty quickly with NVDA. And I still think that, you know, JAWS is probably still the superior product. A lot more customizations you can do, a lot more bells and whistles and very powerful things that you can do with it. But NVDA is getting better and better, and the more I use it, the more I'll find at least little things where NVDA is actually better than JAWS. I'll give you, one little example. When you first install NVDA, as part of the installation process, it makes Control-Alt-N your key for starting up NVDA. With JAWS, you have to know how to make Control-Alt-J yourself. It's not part of the installation process, and at least for the last several updates within JAWS 18, every time you do an update, the Control-Alt-J goes away, and you got to redo it every time. That's just, again, one little example of where NVDA is actually better. And, you know, I have a few more, but I currently have my JAWS running.
Okay,
and it's running fast, but that doesn't matter because we're going to get rid of JAWS. So, I'm going to close JAWS with insert F4. And JAWS is gone. Okay? So as I said, to start up NVDA, we hit Control-Alt-N. And I purposely have this set so that when you hear it, you are going to hear the most horrendous voice you have ever heard in your life. And that's just because when you do the initial installation, it comes with an eSpeak voice, which is, you know, 25 generations back in terms of quality of voice. But that's why, you know, one of the first things you're going to want to do when you install NVDA, almost certainly, is learn how to change the voice. And I think that was one reason why I think I resisted it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was the only voice, or I didn't know how to change the voice, but I heard that voice and said, no thank you. So, you're going to hear this, and you're going to say, no thank you. But bear with me. So, Control-Alt-N opens NVDA, and you'll hear a little bit of music, too.
Start button.
Isn't that a terrible voice? Before I change the voice, again, a couple of important keystrokes. Control-Alt-N, as I said, starts it up. Insert Q or Caps Lock Q. Like with JAWS, you can set both the insert and the Caps Lock key as modifier keys. Insert Q is your key for quitting NVDA.
An exit NVDA dialog. What would you like to do? Combo box exit collapsed alt plus D.
And if I tab to the OK button.
Tab OK button space pressed English left parenthesis.
It closes and has a little bit more music there. Okay. So, again, Control-Alt-N to start it, insert Q or Caps Lock Q to quit. So I'll turn it back on, Control-Alt-N.
Taskbar.
Another important key stroke is either Caps Lock N or insert N to bring up the NVDA menus. So I'll come into the menus now. I'm hitting Control-N.
NVDA menu.
Okay. And if I down arrow once, you're going to hear it say preferences. Here it say preferences submenu.
Down arrow preferences submenu B.
And I'll hit enter to open that submenu.
General settings G.
And we have a number of areas of settings here: general settings, synthesizer settings, a few others. And I'll go through a couple of those. But the first one I'm going to go to is I'm going to down arrow once to synthesizer settings.
Down arrow synthesizer S.
Because the very first thing I want to do is change this voice. So I'll hit enter on that.
Synthesizer dialog, synthesizer colon, combo box eSpeak NG collapsed alt plus S.
So you hear eSpeak, so that is what the current voice is. You can purchase voices, you know, higher quality voices. I think you can purchase Eloquence also, but in terms of what comes with your free version of NVDA, we have that, this infernal eSpeak. We also have the sappy voices of Windows.
Now hello, Microsoft Speech API version 5.
So there's sappy 5.
Now hello, Windows 1 core voices.
And Windows, is it 1 core voices? Voices? Yeah. These are new with NVDA 27.3. And by the way, a new version of NVDA comes out, you know, every quarter. So we're now in 2017.3, and sometime in the next few weeks, there will be 2017.4. So it comes out every quarter. So I'm going to pick this Microsoft...
Windows One Core Voices.
Windows One Core Voices. And I'm just going to tab here.
Tab, output device, colon, combo box, tab, audio ducking mode, colon, combo box stuck when outputting speech and sounds collapsed, alt plus...
You do have right here where you can choose audio ducking, if you want audio ducking, which I do. Audio ducking, by the way, means that, you know, if you have competing audio, for example, you load a YouTube video or something like that, when you hit keystrokes, the NVDA noises will supersede the, say, the YouTube, so that temporarily goes into the background. You know, that's existed on iPhones for quite a while. JAWS only started that, I think, with 2018 or 2017, version 18 or version 17. But anyway, that's audio ducking, and I'll tap my OK button.
Tap OK button.
Desktop list.
Okay.
Bar Express 3 of 41.
Now I got a voice that I think I can live with a little better than that. So, you know, the main things about learning NVDA are really touring the menus. So I'll tour the menus a bit. And then I'll show you a few keystrokes, a few of the major keystrokes that are different from JAWS keystrokes. Again, one thing that makes learning NVDA pretty easy is that many of the keystrokes are the same. For example, on the internet, all your sort of quick keys, H for headings, B for button, E for edit box, all of that is the same. But there are one or two that are different. And of course, when you're using a screen reader, most of what you're doing is using, you know, say Microsoft Office. You know, Microsoft Office keystrokes are the same whether you're using JAWS or NVDA. Let me go in back into the menus again. Caps Lock N or Insert N.
NVDA menu.
Okay, I'll down arrow to Preferences, where most of the stuff is.
Down arrow. Preferences sub menu P.
And I'll hit Enter.
General Settings. G.
Okay, so first up, General Settings. And I'll hit Enter on that.
General Settings dialog. Language left paren. Requires restart to fully take effect right paren.
So again, it does support other languages. I'd say NVDA is probably, you know, most popular in developing countries because, you know, JAWS is an incredibly expensive piece of software. Very powerful, but very expensive. And, you know, people in a lot of countries can't afford that. So NVDA is probably the number one in a lot of developing countries.
Tab. Save configuration on X tab. Show exit options when exiting NVDA checkbox checked alt plus W.
Here we have a setting where when you're exiting NVDA, you can have it open a little dialog box that gives you some choices. Or if you set it so that you don't hear those things, insert Q will simply totally get you out of NVDA. So you can change that so you get a few other options. I generally tend to set that so that when you do insert Q, you just leave. I'll tab.
Tab. Play sounds when starting or exiting NVDA checkbox checked alt plus P.
So you heard the little sounds when I entered and when I exited. I like to keep that on because, you know, it helps you keep straight when you're using JAWS versus NVDA.
Tab. Logging level colon. Combo box info collapsed alt plus O. Tab. Automatically start NVDA after I log on to Windows checkbox not checked alt plus A.
So here there are two or three tabs which govern when NVDA starts speaking. You may know in the JAWS basic settings there's a place where you can make JAWS start on log on. So this is the same thing right here.
Tab. Use NVDA on the Windows logon screen left paren. Requires administrator privileges right paren. Checkbox not checked.
And I don't have these checked because I have JAWS as the screen reader I start up with on logon. But if you wanted to do NVDA, you'd turn these ones on and then presumably you'd go and turn your JAWS ones off so you're not logging into two screen readers at the same time.
Tab. Use currently saved settings on the logon tab. Automatically check for updates to NVDA checkbox checked alt plus U.
And that's checking for updates. And again, as I say, they come every quarter.
Tab. OK button.
And there's an OK button.
Escape.
Next step in the menus.
NVDA menu.
Come back in.
Down arrow. Preferences sub menu. General setting. Down arrow. Synthesizer.
So we already came here to synthesizer, where we change the synthesizer. If we down arrow once.
Down arrow. Voice settings.
We have the voice settings for the particular synthesizer that we have running right at the moment. So that is that Microsoft one. I'll hit enter and we'll see what our options are here.
Voice settings dialog. Voice colon, combo box Microsoft Serum mobile collapsed alt plus V.
Now within this category, we've got two or three voices, so I can up arrow, down arrow, and you can hear those.
Down arrow, Microsoft Mark mobile.
So fellow named Mark.
Down arrow.
Up arrow, Microsoft Serum mobile.
Up arrow, Microsoft David mobile.
And Microsoft David. I sort of prefer this woman's voice simply because the Microsoft David is the same as the, I think pretty much the sappy voice. And if you use also narrator, I can sometimes get confused because that's the narrator voice. So I like to have, personally anyways, a different voice with NVDA than with narrator so I can sort of keep straight which one I have going.
Down arrow.
So I'll stay with her.
Microsoft Serum mobile.
And I'll tab.
Tab. Rate colon, slider 80 alt plus R.
So here's where you set your voice rate. Same as with JAWS, you can up arrow, down arrow. I think up arrow, down arrow to go by percent, 1% at a time.
Down arrow, 79. Down arrow, 78.
You can hit page up and page down, I think, to go by increments.
Page down, 68. Page down, 58. Page up, 78.
Okay, you
percentage?
Can... percentage of the maximum. And then your home will give you the 100%.
Home, 100.
Which isn't super fast compared to JAWS. You know, if you do 100% JAWS, it's like that. And then end.
End.
Ooh, not very good at all.
Zero.
So I'll put it back up to around 60 or so. These percentages, again, they're not really comparable to the JAWS percentages because, you know, 80% of this you can understand. 80% of JAWS, at least, I can't understand.
Page up. Page up, page up, page up, 60, page up, 70.
Okay, I'll stick at 70 there. We have some more options. Again, same options generally that you have in JAWS. I'll tab through. If all I wanted to do was change the voice rate, I'd hit enter right now and I'd be done with that. I don't have to go all the way to the OK button. But you have the other things like pitch and all of that.
Tab, pitch colon, slider 50 alt plus P. Tab, volume colon, slider 100 alt plus O. Tab. Automatic language switching left paren, when supported right paren, checkbox checked, tab. Automatic dialect switching left paren, when supported right paren, checkbox not checked, tab. Punctuation slash symbol level colon, combo box most collapsed alt plus L.
Here's where you change your punctuation levels. Same levels as in JAWS, that is,
Up arrow. Some. Up arrow. None.
Choice of none.
Down arrow.
Some.
Down arrow. Most. Down arrow. All.
Okay, so those are your same four choices as with JAWS. I'll put it back to most.
Up arrow. Most.
And keep going.
Tab. Trust voices language when processing. Tab. Capital pitch change percentage edit. Tab. Say cap before capitals checkbox not checked alt plus C.
So you can say capitals before caps if you want. I don't check that.
Tab. Beep for capitals checkbox not checked alt plus B. Tab. Use spelling functionality if supported checkbox checked alt plus S. Tab. Okay button.
Okay, and we'll make that
desktop
those changes.
List.
I want to go in just to one other area of the menus here that is important. So I'll go back in again with my caps lock N.
NVDA menu, down arrow, preferences sub menu, general set, down arrow.
I'm going to go to keyboard settings.
Down arrow, braille settings, down arrow, keyboard settings,
and I'll
keyboard settings dialog, keyboard layout colon. Combo box laptop collapsed alt plus K.
And this has a long list of stuff here, but first one we landed on was your keyboard choice. Same as with JAWS, either, you know, desktop or laptop. And laptop gives you the caps lock key as an additional modifier key. I'll tab.
Tab. Use caps lock as an NVDA modifier key checkbox checked.
And I have that checked.
Tab. Use numpad insert as an NVDA modifier key checkbox checked.
The numpad insert key.
Tab. Use extended insert as an NVDA modifier key checkbox checked.
That one too. I just have all my insert keys, as many as I can get.
Tab. Speak typed characters checkbox checked alt plus C.
Here is where we do typing echo, and it's a little different than the way it is with JAWS. I have this set for just characters, okay? And I have that space barred to have characters on. I'll tab once.
Tab. Speak typed words checkbox not checked alt plus W.
If I space barred on words here, I'd have characters and words. So I type, you know, C-A-T in space, it says C-A-T, cat. If I just left words on and then went back and shift tab back to characters and turned it off, then I would only hear words. If I left them both off, I would hear nothing. You have the same choices for typing echo as with JAWS, only you set it in a slightly different way than you do it in JAWS.
tab. Speech interrupt for typed characters checkbox checked.
Now this is a very important one, and I learned this by having it set incorrectly once. Speech interrupt means if you do not have speech interrupt checked, it would mean, for example, we have it for characters, you have it for enter and so on. It means if you're in a line and the line is talking, a link, and that link is talking and it's fairly long and you hit enter. I mean, it will not activate the enter key until it has stopped talking. And believe me, it's sort of disastrous. You don't know what's going on. You think there's this, you know, some virus has taken over your computer or whatever it might be. But there are two or three where you want this to be the checkbox to be checked so that when you hit a key, it interrupts. You know, it stops the speech and you wind up executing the command that you're doing or the enter key or whatever.
Tab. Speech interrupt for enter key checkbox checked.
That's one I was talking about.
Tab. Allow skim reading and say all checkbox checked alt plus R.
Allow skim reading. This is useful too to have checked. It basically means, I don't know if you're like me, but you know, sometimes I'll give the example of Newsline. When I'm doing reading Newsline online, I like to put it in say all and jump by heading, and it will stay in say all as I'm jumping by heading. If this is not set as on, you put it in say all, you hit H to jump to the next heading, it jumps there, but then it stops. So having this set for skim reading on is useful. Again, I learned that one by the hard way. There's no penalty to having this checked. There is a penalty to having it unchecked. So, you know, sometimes, again, if you're in say all, sometimes you like to jump by paragraph. You know, hit P, jump to the next paragraph, hear a bit of it, P to the next one. If you don't have this set right, you'll hit that P, it will jump to the next paragraph, and then it will just stop there. And this, by default, is not checked. So you do, I generally think, want to check this.
Tab. Beep if typing lowercase letters when capped. Tab. Speak command keys checkbox checked alt plus K.
Now, amongst everything that's in here, this speak command, let me tab and shift tab back to it so we hear
tab.
It again.
Shift plus tab. Speak command keys checkbox checked alt plus K.
Speak command keys checkbox checked. What this means is that if I hit enter, it says enter. If I hit alt tab, it says alt tab. If I hit escape, it says escape. If I have this unchecked, when I hit those keys, it is silent. Here's an important one too. If I have this checked on, when I hit control C for copy, it says copy. When I hit control V for paste, it pastes. Otherwise, it's silent. I generally like this on. However, there's one major disadvantage, and this is the one thing, if I could ask the NVDA gods to fix one thing, it would be this. This also means that when you down arrow, you hear down arrow. And this I find truly obnoxious because, you know, if you're going through a web page, you down arrow through things. You have to hear it say down arrow before you hear it speak. So, you know, this is one that I wish they would really change. I like to hear the other things. I do like to hear control C when I'm copying. I want that validation. I don't want silence. But I really dislike having to hear down arrow every time I down arrow. If you uncheck this, when you hit enter, you won't hear anything. When you alt-tab around, you won't hear anything, and so on. So I'm going to just keep that checked.
Tab. Play sound for spelling errors while typing checkbox not checked alt plus S.
And play sounds for spelling errors. I have this unchecked because I find it obnoxious. It just sort of boons, you know, half the time when I do a spelling error. I'd rather fix that with the spell check myself later. But, you know, that's just, you know, a personal choice. Some people who aren't really good spellers like to hear that, or good typists. I find it obnoxious.
Tab. Handle keys from other app. Tab. OK button.
OK, and that's it. Now I just want to show you a few keystrokes. And again, there aren't that many major ones that behave differently than say, with JAWS. So I'm going to go into the web.
Windows plus M.
Now I'll just find a web page
Windows
that's got some
M.
headings and stuff in it.
F. Free make audio. F. Free make video. F. Favorites, enter. Favorites window, tree view, down arrow, Carol Center 2 of 11.
And you hear how I'm down arrowing. It's really sort of obnoxious to have to hear down arrow all the time.
Down arrow, events around Boston 3 of 11, up arrow, Carol Center 2 of 11,
I'll go to
enter.
The Carol Center site.
Items view left, down arrow, Carol Center homepage 2 of 4.
Just a place to get some headings and links and so on.
The Carol Center for the Blind Bar Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Dash Internet Explorer, pane.
Things like hitting H for heading are the same.
Banner landmark services for the blind and visually impaired heading level 2. Main landmark October 25th.
Okay. If there were buttons on the page, I'm not sure there are.
Content info landmark complimentary landmark search button.
There's a button. E for edit box.
First name edit.
okay, etc. Those are the same. One that is different, one of your most common keystrokes you use in JAWS is links list, insert F7, right? Insert F7 here behaves a little bit differently. I'll hit insert F7.
Elements list dialog, tree view, sitemap 76 of 76 level 0.
And it says elements list, and it actually landed on the list of links, but it might not land on there. If I don't land on the list of links, it might have landed on the list of headings. If I want to change that, I shift tab back once, and you've got some radio buttons.
Shift plus tab, type colon, grouping. Links radio button checked alt plus K.
So it is on links, but there are two other choices.
Up arrow, landmarks radio button checked alt plus D.
Okay, you can have a list of landmarks, and?
Up arrow, headings radio button checked alt plus H.
A list of headings. So if I choose that headings radio button, and I tab once.
Tab, tree view, level 2, subscribe to our email list, 1 of 1.
And here we have a list of headings, although it's saying 1 of 1. That strikes me as suspicious.
Down arrow, up arrow, level 1, ways to help expanded, 3 of 3, up arrow, the Carol store, 2 of 3, level 1, up arrow, services for the blind, 1 of 3, level 1.
I frankly don't care for how this handles, you know, lists of headings in the internet. Fortunately, I don't care much for lists of headings in the internet anyways, so I'll shift tab back and make it links.
Type colon, grouping, down arrow, landmarks radio button checked alt, down arrow, links radio button checked alt plus K.
Tab back.
Tab, tree view, level 0, sitemap 76 of 76.
And I have my list of links. And once you're in your list of links, behaves the same as in JAWS. Home key will put you at the top of the list.
Home, skip to content 1 of 76, level 0.
And you can first letter navigate to whatever you want to navigate to. I'll just hit C.
C, client stories 14 of 76, level 0. C, careers 19 of 76, level 0.
And again, I could hit enter on any of those links, and that would put me in there. One positive thing about this elements list, I think I've found, it's not scientific, but sort of the more you sort of do the same thing, like links, it tends to always sort of open to that same place. So that's good, because I use insert F7 for links list all the time. On the internet, I don't use the headings list in there, hardly ever. Other keystroke that's different, that's sort of an important one for navigating the web, you know, Control F is find in JAWS, but you need to do Control Insert F or Control Caps Lock F for the find command with NVDA. So I'll do that here.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find. Edit. Blank.
Okay. We're on the Carol page, so I assume we can find the word Carol. That should exist here.
C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
I'll hit enter.
FrameCarol.org and XDM line C equals default 3060 and XDM line P equals 1.
There's the word Carol was in there somewhere. If I want to go to the next occurrence of the word Carol here, I'll do insert F3. It's F3 in JAWS, so just insert F3.
Find error dialog text quote Carol quote not found.
OK button. I don't believe that. There's one where I think JAWS is really more dependable on the find command there. Again, I might be doing something weird here that I'm not understanding, but it's not something you need any great expertise to do in JAWS. So that's one where I think JAWS does a little bit better. Another keystroke, very important one that's a little bit different. Our say all command in JAWS is what?
Insert down arrow.
Okay, here it is either insert A or caps lock A is your say all. So A instead of down arrow.
NVDA plus A, button toggle high contrast. Button toggle grayscale. Button toggle font size out of list. Banner landmark visited link graphic the Carol Center for the Blind Low.
Okay, so there's your say all. And I'll just show you one or two other keystrokes that I've discovered that I find useful. I'll go to a Word document now.
Dropbox, enter.
Just want to get into a file that's got some headings in it.
Enter. iPhone useful apps .docs - Microsoft Word. iPhone useful apps .docs.
So this is a document that has headings in it, and I like to put headings into Word documents and navigate with headings an awful lot. With JAWS, you may know, insert F6 gives you your list of headings, and here it's a little bit different. You first have to virtualize the page. In JAWS, that's insert Z. With NVDA, it's caps lock space, and that puts you in what's called browse mode.
NVDA plus space.
And I'll hit H for heading and hope that worked.
Page 1, section 1 by David Kingsbury, heading level 3. Assistive technology.
Okay, so I'm hitting H and I'm moving by heading.
Carol Center for the Blind, heading level 3. Last updated June 30th. Spelling error access note, heading level 2.
And if I want to get now I have to be in this virtual mode to get the list of headings, and I'll do the insert F7 again. If I wasn't in the virtual mode and I hit insert F7, I think I'd just get F7 for spell check or something like that. So I'll do the insert F7 now.
NVDA plus elements list dialog tree view. Access note in the App Store 1 of 87 level 0.
And now we get that same list of elements where we could get links and we could get headings and so on. Let me shift tab back.
Shift plus tab. Type colon. Grouping. Links radio button checked alt plus K.
Okay, so that's links. If I want to make it headings, I'll up arrow to headings, or I can hit H.
Up arrow.
I'll hit H.
H. Headings radio button checked alt plus H.
And now I'll tab.
Tab. Tree view. Level 1 access note 5 of 41.
Okay, and I have my list of headings. And again, this is a document where I've got a whole list of apps and so on. So if I'd like to learn about NFB Mobile, I'll hit N for that.
N. Netflix 20. N. NFB Newsline Mobile 26 of 41 level 1.
And I'll hit enter, and then
page
I'm in the text
NFB
there.
NFB Newsline Mobile heading level 2.
And now I'm in the text. So here you have to put it in this virtual or what's called browser mode, or browsing mode, with caps lock spacebar. And then you can do the insert F7. So those are just, you know, a few keystrokes that are different than JAWS, but you know, the ones that I've considered, at least for my own uses, the most important. But I think the main thing to get out from NVDA is that if you know your JAWS pretty well, the vast majority of keystrokes are the same. If you're navigating tables in the internet, for example, T will jump you to tables, and Control Alt and the four arrow keys will, you can use those to navigate inside tables, the same as with JAWS.
I often, you know, get the situation where somebody needs to decide, do I need JAWS? And, you know, in my opinion, if unless you do some, you want to do something more fancy, and unless you are you're a really fast listener, I think that NVDA is kind of sufficient for the average user.
It does all the basics very well, and it's getting better. I should say too, I haven't gotten any of these, but you can also, because it's an open access program, there are a lot of add-ins that have been created for specialized things. I needed to train at the Carroll Center somebody who was coming from Uganda, and she did not have JAWS, and I felt it would be a disservice just to teach her JAWS, because what is she going to do when she goes home? It's very expensive. Another place similar to Uganda is Connecticut. We're very fortunate here with the MCB. When they decide to train people, they also give them the hardware and the software. I've had several people from Connecticut in the last year or two who, you know, they've been told, we'll give you JAWS after you get a job. Well, my opinion is it's the other way around. You need the JAWS to get the job. And I felt it was a disservice to them to just train them in JAWS, because when they, hopefully, you know, their commission will give them JAWS at some point. But what happens, you know, the Monday after their last day of training on the Friday, they go home and they've got 40-minute JAWS. I train them in JAWS, but then I also, you know, train them in NVDA, so they've got something that they can use when they go home. So again, Uganda and Connecticut, two good examples of where NVDA is very important.
Let's say all of a sudden you didn't have JAWS anymore. What's the thing that you would miss mostly?
Some of the things you can do in JAWS, the help is more powerful, like insert F1, you can get some handy things in there. The speech and sound scheme, some of the, you know, text analyzer, some of these really nifty tools that you have in JAWS, they don't have those yet, as far as I can tell. I think they have an OCR with NVDA. I haven't really figured out how to use it yet. I tried once and I didn't get anywhere. I don't know if anybody's used their OCR, but I love convenient OCR in JAWS.
I also wanted to add that they, at least when I used it, they had magnification also for people who need that.
You can do so many customizations in JAWS that you can't do here with Settings Center and with Quick Settings, and some of those I really like. And again, maybe you can do some of those things in NVDA, I just don't know how to do them. They have a very nice, simple, easy way with NVDA to create a portable version that you just stick on a thumb drive, and then you could, you know, if you were in some public place like a library, you could just stick that into the computer and, you know, quickly get your NVDA, you know, very, very nice and easy type of thing to do. I think JAWS has that too, but it's very, very simple and easy in NVDA to do that. I'll just show you real quickly where you would find that in the menus here.
NVDA menu, down arrow.
Oh,
Preferences submenu.
Actually, I think it is
down arrow. Tool submenu T.
In the tool submenu, I think.
View log V. Down arrow. Speech viewer app, down arrow. Python console, down arrow, manage add dash ons, down arrow, create portable copy.
Yeah, right here, create portable copy. And it's very easy, I won't go through it, but you know.
Where do we update it?
You know, you just Google download NVDA, bring you to the NVDA website, and you can, you know, download the installer file, and then just run the setup wizard. It's very easy and straightforward. So, you know, you would be downloading NVDA 2017.3, and then, again, the setup is very, you know, is very easy. Help.
NVDA menu.
And I'll down arrow to help.
Down arrow. Preferences, down arrow. Tool submit, down arrow.
You hear how obnoxious that down arrowing is there? So, you know, I tend to turn that off. But again, when you're training somebody who's fairly new, they need to hear a bunch of those things. But anyway, here's the help submenu.
User guide you.
Land right on user guide.
iPhone Internet Explorer. C:\programfiles left paren, x86 right paren, /nvda/documentation/n/userguide.html-internet-explorer, NVDA 2017.3 user guide, heading level 1 NVDA 2000.
And there, here you're in the user guide, and you know, very easy to navigate through here by headings, just to read all the different things in the user guide. There's also a quick guide type thing with, you know, tables of commands and so on. But pretty easy to access the help here and, you know, search for whatever it is you want help on.
So David, is there any instance where jobs.work and NVDA work great? Example task
is if you're in Excel and in it you have text in a cell and the column width is not wide enough to accommodate that, you know, with a screen reader you will hear every word that's written, but you don't necessarily know that visually that is not seeable by somebody who can see. NVDA does a much better job of alerting you to the fact that you have a cropping problem. By contrast, in JAWS you have to know that you change that in quick settings. And at least up until fairly recently, so you'd change it and you'd hear it say, you know, cell cropped at B7, which means you have to widen your column A to accommodate all of that. And for a while, at least, I think it's fixed now, even when you made your column wider, JAWS would not let you know that you had fixed it. It would still say that you have a problem. NVDA, it just, when you get in there, it immediately tells you there's a cropping problem. And then when you fix it, you don't hear that there's a problem anymore. Just very straightforward, much more straightforward than JAWS. That's sort of my best example of where NVDA is just much better. The one thing I don't think NVDA has that I do like, JAWS has insert F5, where you can get a list of form fields, which I find convenient sometimes. As far as I know, you can't get a list of form fields in NVDA. That would be a nice thing for them to have. One thing too, remember when I did the Control-Alt-N to open NVDA? It tends to open quicker than JAWS opens. You know, if you've ever done Control-Alt-J, sometimes you wait around a long time. Maybe it's because it's a more powerful program, but when you hit Control-Alt-N to open up NVDA, it's a lot peppier. It comes in much more quickly than JAWS does. Again, another little thing where I like JAWS better, if you use multiple worksheets, JAWS has a very nice keystroke for getting the context menu of all the things you can do in multiple worksheets. With NVDA, you got to know where all those different commands are buried deep in the ribbons. So that's something that JAWS does a better job with.
David, I have a question. Sometimes Internet Explorer crashes on me. Internet Explorer is not responding, and it crashes JAWS. Sometimes I have to restart my computer. I know if I could get at the command to close Internet Explorer, I could keep the computer running. Do you know if NVDA will come up after JAWS has crashed?
Yeah, one thing I do when JAWS crashes, which is, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, it seems, I'll either do Control-Alt-N to start up NVDA and see if NVDA is working. You know, sometimes it's a bigger issue than just JAWS crashing. Or, you know, I'll do Windows Enter or Control Windows Enter if it's the new creator version of Windows 10 for Narrator. But I frequently do either Narrator or NVDA when JAWS has just gone silent on me to see if I can find out what's going on. And then if you do that, I'll find JAWS on the desktop, hit enter to get back in there, and then hopefully JAWS is talking, and then I'll turn NVDA off.
One other question. When you buy the extra voice like Eloquence, can you hook that voice to multiple pieces of software, or is it only married to NVDA?
I don't know. I have not purchased, additional voices. Again,
so for example, if JAWS comes with nicer voices, you can't steal the voices from JAWS.
No, I think you got to buy those separately.
Okay.
But they still live off of, I mean, they do this off of the donations they get, right?
Yeah, donations. I assume they get some foundation money too, or I would hope, because I think that's one thing also that should be mentioned about NVDA. I think also think of it as, you know, a really useful, important social tool, because of all those people who don't live in places like Massachusetts, you know, very hard to get access to something like JAWS. So I think it's really an important service, and they will hit you up for donations, and I think it is good to donate, because I think it is it's a very good initiative.
Has anyone ever used the website Ninite, NINITE.com? So Ninite is a site where you could download software apps, stuff like Dropbox, and it installs it right for you. So you just check the boxes of software you want, and you click get your Ninite installer, and it'll install whatever you selected. You don't have to bother downloading the installers and everything like that. I mean, this is obviously a mainstream website. Choices they offer is NVDA now on that site.
One thing, back to Sunish's question about things that NVDA does better than JAWS. I haven't used Microsoft Edge, but supposedly it does run pretty well with Microsoft Edge, whereas, you know, JAWS, they're still recommending you not to use Microsoft Edge.
Thank you very much. Big hand for David.